And I'm joined now by Jeff Angel from the Total Environment Centre, who's been quite active in the space of native vegetation. Good afternoon, Jeff.
G'day.
What's your take on this? Kevin Humphreys is saying it's not in the spirit of the review.
Well, I think Kevin Humphreys is talking nonsense. I mean, unless he's preempting the result of the review, i.e. there will be a free-for-all and there won't be compliance or penalties, then simply the law should continue to operate. And these types of inspections occur after reasonable satellite monitoring. They're not sort of on spec or off the cuff. So there's something going on out there in that part of the Northwest. It needs to be properly investigated. The government, particularly through Mr. Humphreys, shouldn't be giving the message that the compliance reins are off and you can go off and clear, because he'll run off to the Minister and the Premier when there is a threat of prosecution to call off the rightful prosecution rules.
It's quite an inflamed area at the moment, isn't it? We saw the death of Glenn Turner, the whole issue of how to manage compliance now, given that background, must be very difficult for the Office of Environment and Heritage. So, you know, perhaps his call, Humphrey's call for calm in this space is perhaps not a bad thing.
Well, I think the Office of Environment and Heritage needs to explain the operational reasons they called this off, and if there are threats being made to environmental officers, then the government should protect the environmental officers. They shouldn't be intimidated by threats, and they certainly shouldn't take any notice of Kevin Humphreys, who I think would like to get rid of the Native Vegetation Act completely and replace it with something unbelievably weak, which would see mass broad-scale clearing returning.
And what's your sense of broad-scale clearing in these months since the election and also that shooting incident? Have you spoken to the Office of Environment and Heritage?
No, we don't have any more updates on the scale of clearing. I was certainly hoping that awful, tragic action would lead to a more mature, calm response. But if this calling off of the compliance activities is the result of further threats or nervousness being created by the local community, and I really do think the community has to have a good look at itself, and the government has to say environmental officers have the right to do their job.
And what do you make of the number of cases? We're hearing a dozen.
Well, as I say, those sorts of cases aren't on spec. They usually use satellite monitoring, and if people have nothing to hide, they should be able to talk to the officers and say what they're doing. But while the law's the law, you don't create a moratorium, and no one, neither I, Kevin Humphreys, or anyone in the farming community, know how the biodiversity review is going to eventuate, and we shouldn't make presumptions and let that influence the compliance process.
What do you know about the time frame for that review?
I understand the department is certainly working away at the various details and setting up the consultation process. The government's advised us there'll be an exposure draft late this year with reasonable time for everyone to look at it, and I guess next year it'll be in Parliament.